From the studios of Vermont Public Radio, this is VPR News. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Five environmental groups want the state of Vermont to strengthen the water quality review required when projects need a federal permit. Under the Clean Water Act, states have to sign off on developments involving the dredging or filling of wetlands. Environmentalists say Vermont should require developers to look at less damaging alternatives. John Groveman is the Water Program Director of the Vermont Natural Resources Council. He says other states, including New York, already require this type of analysis.
This would basically require the applicant to do this in-depth analysis, give it to the state, and the state could say, you know what, based on what you've given us, we think you can do it in a different way.
The Agency of Natural Resources will now review the group's petition to amend the state's water quality standards. Secretary of State Jim Kondo says Vermont has taken multiple steps to increase election security prior to the midterms in November. Local 22 News reports Kondo was in Montpelier Wednesday to assure residents that Vermont's voter registration database was secure. He says the state has implemented several layers of sophisticated firewalls and other measures to prevent hacking. President Trump also signed an executive order yesterday that will impose sanctions on those who meddle in U.S. elections. Kondo says he's pleased with the measure, but thought it could have been done sooner. The main runway at the Northeast Kingdom International Airport has been shut down by federal authorities because tall trees in the area have caused safety concerns. VT Digger reports the move severely restricts commercial traffic to the Coventry Airport. The Federal Aviation Administration issued a notice to pilots on Tuesday that the runway would be closed for planes going faster than 50 knots. Commercial planes require speeds of over 100 knots for their landings. The restriction is in place through November 1st. Vermont officials have told the FAA the trees will be removed by then. The Vermont Department of Health is warning drug users to take precautions after several apparent overdose deaths in Rutland County and other overdoses around the state within 3 days. Health and law enforcement reports say that at least two people died from inhaling drugs. Investigators don't know for sure what the drugs were, but the department says cocaine and fentanyl have been a cause of death in Vermont. The department is urging drug users to use less and not to use alone, have the overdose countering drug Narcan available if possible, and call 911 if someone doesn't wake up or is in obvious distress. Eye in the sky forecast for today, mostly sunny south and gradually decreasing clouds north. A localized shower or thunderstorm near the Mass border today. Highs mid-70s to near 80 degrees, low to mid-80s in the Hudson, Champlain, and St. Lawrence valleys. For VPR News, I'm Mitch Wertlieb.